friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we love to see you in person. I was having a gathering the other day at Hippocrates Health Institute, which is in Florida, and we did a full day of the ancient knowledge of healing plants. And there were people who came to that class who do listen to this podcast. So welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We have lots of on-ground things coming up, such as a trip to Chinatown in New York, a trip to Jamaica, West Indies, where we live with indigenous people for a week and also get college credit. And all of our online courses offer CE credits for registered dietitians, nurses, nurse practitioners, massage therapists, and acupuncturists. So check out our up-and-coming classes. We have one really almost every day if you just go to naturalnurse.com calendar, and you'll see all the places you can join us either on ground or online. And thank you so much for listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Today, we have a very special guest, and that is Ann Louise Gittleman, PhD, CNS. Ann Louise is a New York Times best-selling author of over 30 books, including The New Fat Flesh Plan. As a nutritional visionary and health pioneer, she has fearlessly stood on the front lines of diet, detox, the environment, and women's health. She's a Columbia University graduate, and she has been recognized as one of the top 10 nutritionists in the country by Self Magazine, and also received the American Medical Writers Association Award for Excellence and the Humanitarian Award from the Cancer Control Society. On today's show, Dr. Gittleman will share with us her knowledge and expertise about the cutting-edge topic of energy medicine and her interest in it for so many years. She'll be a featured speaker in New York at the 2018 World Congress of Integrative Medicine, and we'll talk a lot about that particular up-and-coming event as well. And for more information about that event, visit gfimworld.com. So thank you so much for joining us today, Ann Louise.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Ellen, and how are you this wonderful day?
Can't complain. I'm sitting here in Florida looking out at my gorgeous, gorgeous iguanas. I thank you so much for joining us from wherever you are today. And what we want to do is go back in time a little bit, Anne, and tell us how you got involved in nutrition.
Well, I've always been interested, and my first teacher was none other than the great Adele Davis, whom I accidentally heard about when I was in college. I was actually a sophomore at Connecticut College in New London, Connecticut, and overheard two co-eds speaking about this wonderful woman who wrote a book about getting well, regardless of what your underlying cause of disease was. And for some reason, my sophomore brain decided that that was a wonderful pursuit, went out, got all of her books, and that started a love affair and fascination with the idea that if you just searched for the underlying cause, then you didn't have to be sick, you didn't have to be stressed, and you didn't have to really grow old. You could slow even down the aging process. So that transpired perhaps for 10 years or so before I had the opportunity to really get engaged with energy medicine and some of the new paradigms that we're now embracing. I like to call this modern medicine meeting ancient medicine, and it culminated early in the 70s when I met up with Dr. Hazel Parcells, whom I know you also studied with, and was a teacher of energy medicine, radionics as it were, who was able to define and pinpoint underlying causes of disease and determined that they were areas that nobody was looking at the time, whether it was parasites, heavy metals, fungus, or radiation. so that was another very important landmark, I think, in the trajectory of my career. I went back to school, went back to Columbia, got a master's degree later, went on to get a PhD, a CNS, as a certified nutrition counselor from the American College of Nutrition, and then wrote 30 books. So it's all been a love affair with nutrition, and I'm just delighted that all of what we're learning these days is really catching up with what some of my pioneering teachers taught me in back way back in the 70s about the importance of ushering in a new awareness about the electrical nature of the body. And that's really one of the areas that I'd love to discuss with you, because we're not just biochemical, we're actually electrical. So that we're very affected by the modern-day environment, which is so overloaded with wireless frequencies, with smart meters, with smartphones, with iPads, and now the upcoming terror of the 5G radiation, where everything is going to be interrelated and affecting this very subtle body, which is so electrical in nature. So nutrition has been my passion. It's what I live, and it's what I feel is so important for all of us to embrace to be healthy in the coming years.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so take
what
that.
A big answer to our first question about what got you to where you are today. And, of course, let's focus on that electrical, you know, it's beyond electrical. It's subtle energy and electrical energy of the body. But I do want to remind our listeners that if you go to AnnLouise.com, is that the best website for you, Anne Louise?
It is indeed, yes.
Because although we're going to be really focusing our discussion on energy medicine, because you will be one of the premier presenters, along with a lot of really, really famous physicians who we will mention at the 2018 World Congress of Integrative Medicine coming up this March. So people can actually visit the archive of this show to get a link directly to their website and yours. But we don't want to discount, you know, things that maybe more people recognize, like really good healthy food. And you have so many great books on that with recipes, how to lose weight, how to use healthy fats. I mean, you have such an integrative approach to wellness.
Well, food is life force energy. So my first teachers that kind of were way showers for me talked about life force energy, which was in food. Food does contain energy in the form of vitamins and minerals. So the way that you prepare food, the way that you store food, the way that you eat your food is all about the way that you can heal yourself. You know, you're not what you eat. You are what you absorb. So each one of my books talks about the importance of food, of living food, so to speak, that is alive with these vitamins and minerals. It need not necessarily be raw. I'm not in favor of a raw food diet for everybody. I think we're all very unique. But I do feel it's important that whatever we're eating is untainted, is non-GMO, and is presented in a way that the body can easily digest it. Now, I live currently in, I'm stationed, so to speak, in my home, which is in icy cold Idaho. So unlike your location in Florida, where you can probably eat more tropical fruits, more raw and cooling foods, I have to eat warming foods because the temperatures are, you know, near freezing. So what one eats and how one absorbs and how one digests is very related to the seasons. And I think it was Hippocrates that talked about looking at the seasons in terms of determining what somebody should eat and how you should treat an individual. So I'm a big believer in seasonal eating, eating according to your geography and your latitude and your longitude. And each one of my books kind of takes that type of approach, whether it's one of my Fat Flush books, Fast Track, or Super Nutrition for Men or Super Nutrition for Women.
And you bring it all together. I think one of the really strong points of your writing is that you make it very accessible. We're going to go out there now. We're going to talk about electrical energy, and a lot of people will begin to understand because it affects them directly, but it's just not as, let's say, grounded and solid a conversation, which you also share in your books, which is really grounded in nutrition. But all
yes,
of them
it
together
is.
When we step back.
It is. But I have a very holistic background, and when I feel that my followers, my tribe, so to speak, are ready to understand, you know, this new age of medicine, or this new subtle medicine, as we like to call it, then I try to share what I think people are ready and willing to accept. And one of the time-honored classics that made such an impression on me, and there were actually two of them, and you may remember one of them. There were two pioneering researchers in the field of energy medicine. One of them was Robert Becker. The other was Richard Gerber. And they talked about the importance of understanding the electrical nature of the body. Becker wrote a book called The Body Electric, and as I remember, it was released sometime in the mid-80s. And then there was another one right around that time, which was Vibrational Medicine. And I think that these books were very important for me in terms of laying a very clear foundation for understanding the electric nature of the body as it related to modern-day nutrition and ancient healing arts. So it's very important that we bring all that together in light of the environmental toxicity that we're all facing from our love of technology and all the gadgets that we surround ourselves with, because the environment is much more challenging in this day and age as it was 5 to 10 years ago.
Yes, and it seems to be moving ahead sort of in an exponential way. So I want to go into deeply some of these topics that you brought up that perhaps is new. This is cutting-edge information, and you, as always, are keeping up with that. I bet a lot of people have no idea what you're talking about, so let's do it. 5G. What does that mean, and why should we be concerned?
Yes, let's plunge into the deep end of the look, it's very simple. Your body, when I say your body is electrical, it's an electrical being, it's a spiritual being, it's a biochemical being, but your heart and your brain are very electrical in nature. That's why we take EKGs to measure the kind of electrical frequencies or vibrations, call it whatever you will, of these particular organs. So when you think of that, you can more accept the concept that we have a bioelectrical makeup. And it's affected by the environment. And one of the ways that it's affected is with the tides, number one, the tides of the moon, number two, and then number three, by all of the man-made vibrations and frequencies that are surrounding us that are completely unnatural to the human body. So that's where all of the electromagnetics are coming from with regard to the Wi-Fi that we're exposed to the cell phone radiations, radio frequency, smart meters, iPads, iPhones, iWatches, that type of a thing. And we simply have not evolved to the point where our nervous systems can tolerate that. When we're exposed to these types of vibrations, the body acts as if it were in shock. We actually produce up to 20 different heat shock proteins. And there are studies that show that this type of bioelectrical accumulation can also impact DNA. So I think it's one of the reasons that so many people don't feel well. We have so much heart problems, and I think it's a tipping point for real degenerative diseases. So energetic balance to me is very important, getting out and grounding yourself, hugging a tree, going barefoot when you can in the sand, you know, in healthy dirt, so to speak, I think is very important, because we are these bioelectrical beings, and the earth is teeming with these electrons, which are really important to neutralize the free radicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis. So it's really simple. It's getting back to nature. It's taking off your feet or using grounding devices even in your own home.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's a lot to swallow. But now you mentioned something, and that's something I'm very interested in sharing information about with our listeners. When you're talking about grounding devices or electromagnetic field protection, are there any that you feel are particularly worthwhile?
There are a couple of them which I feel good about, and of course I wrote a book about this topic, so I'm very passionate about it. The book was called Zapped, which was a little foray outside of my nutritional comfort field, and this was written in 2010.
That's great.
This was quite a few years ago, and it's now coming into the forefront as being something very important. But here's what I'm going to say, and that is that I feel most comfortable with what is tried and true and actually backed by science. And there's a particular stone which is called shungite, high quality shungite from Russia. It seems to be very protective of the bioelectrical field. So I now wear shungite jewelry. I wear shungite necklaces. I'm going to get some shungite earrings because I feel that that has really good science behind it. I actually feel more calm, more centered when I wear it. And if you look at the research, you'll see that the Russians have been on top of this whole area for many, many decades. So I'm liking the concept of shungite. I do not wear a lot of metal because metal acts as an antenna for the radiation that surrounds us. I don't have metal fillings in my mouth, which also acts as an immediate antenna for these things. And I might also suggest that when I travel, I try to wear white as much as possible or off-white because that will reflect the radiation. So that, to me, is important. Some of the earthing devices, I sleep in a grounded bed at home. I have two homes. One is in Texas. One is in Idaho. Both the beds are grounded. I have a grounded wristband that I will wear. And I also try to get shoes that are made from natural leather rather than rubber so that I feel naturally grounded when I'm on, you know, dirt, cement, or sand. So that's what I try to do at this point in time. I don't know if it's going to be enough to withstand the onslaught of the Internet of All Things, which is what 5G is purporting to present us with.
Right. Now, I've actually heard that that is coming into play pretty quickly. So let's talk about what is even 5G? What does that mean?
Well, you talk about exponential radiation. We're going to be exposed with smaller antennas and this pulsing rate of electromagnetic frequency, which is completely abnormal to the human body, completely counter to the heart and to the brain. So we're going to be surrounded with it. We'll be eating it. We'll be drinking it. There'll be all these little cell phone antennas like all over the place. It's not a healthy thing by any means, any stretch of the imagination.
So is that different than what they have right now with the more common 4G?
It's much more deleterious than 4G. And a whole show really needs to be devoted to that. Or for those individuals that are really concerned, they should come to the Global Foundation for Integrative Medicine, the GFIM event that's taking place March 8th through 9th, because somebody will be speaking about the upcoming dangers of 5G, and he is a very, very renowned researcher who will be presenting information, Martin Paul. So, yeah, there's some real concerns, some real credible, grounded concerns about what's going to happen with 5G. And I see people very sick now because they don't disable their wireless routers at night. They can't sleep. They have smart meters attached to their home or their office buildings or workplaces. So you're surrounded by all of these abnormal frequencies, which affect cellular communication. And we have to start making our bodies. Here's the take-home here. This is the spoiler alert. And that is you make your body an invincible fortress so that you can withstand what is coming at you. And it's not just from the radiation or the wireless radiation or the non-ionizing radiation. It's coming to you from GMOs, from the glyphosates. It's coming to you from pesticides, viruses, parasites. So you've got to be stronger. And that's really what the method, or the I should say the real message of all my books is that we're not going to be able to just detoxify this on a daily basis. You have to make your body so strong that it can withstand whatever you're exposed to.
Well, that is a lot to take in, but you know, it's interesting because you're talking about the deleterious health effects, and I have often been invited to be a speaker where they're having a hearing about putting up cell phone towers. That's not even for the 5G. That was beforehand. And as a nurse, I was considered a health professional. Do you know there are laws saying you cannot make any kind of argument against these based on health?
Yes, it's absolutely obscene and absurd. That happened in 1996 under Bill Clinton, may I say. Yes, I understand all of that. I've been a very active advocate of of the unhealthfulness, shall we say, of all of these cell phone towers, and how people get sick, have cancer, leukemia. I mean, the research is impeccable, and it's non-negotiable as far as I'm concerned.
It is non-negotiable, and you're absolutely right. So the take-home message for this is, listeners, that the government and no one else is going to protect you, and we are moving to the 5G. Do you know when they are planning to initiate that?
My understanding is, from what I hear from the grapevine, it's almost imminent in many of the big cities of our country.
And we'll be feeling the effects. So self-protection and knowledge is going to be the key. And then think about what happens to babies and children.
Well, I can see what happens with people now and the babies and children now, and I see kids fooling around with iPhones, which in Russia they shouldn't be getting until they're age 18. So the point being is that we are surrounding ourselves now. I see elderly people who get mobile phones in their house for ease and so forth and are dying of heart attacks and atrial fibrillation. So my point is that this is affecting us, and quite honestly, we don't even know what hit us, because most people do not connect the dots. They don't realize that their sleeplessness, their headaches, their nauseousness, their forgetfulness started when they had a smart meter attached to their home. People don't make that connection. We're living in such a society that's moving at warp speed, and we have been led to believe that convenience, you know, kind of overrides everything else, that we forget what the cause of these disharmonies are, of the diseases, so to speak. And we've got a very powerful telecommunication company, so nobody's bringing this to your awareness.
That's true. As a matter of fact, like we just shared, it's illegal to bring it to your awareness. They don't even allow that kind of testimony when they are deciding to put a cell phone. You can argue that where they're going to put it perhaps encroaches on your property. You can make those kinds of claims.
Unbelievable.
But you cannot bring a health claim to these hearings. It is just outrageous.
It's insane and it's outrageous. I totally, totally agree with you.
Well, we're going to take a little break here, Anne Louise, and I'd like our listeners to know that you are listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Our guest today is Anne Louise Gittleman, and you should visit her site, annelouise.com. As well, she will be one of the speakers at the 2018 World Congress of Integrative Medicines in Manhattan, coming right up in March of 2018, which you can attend. And if you don't attend, you can get in touch with them to purchase. You know, they tape everything. Anne Louise, so your presentation, as well as many of the other wonderful presentations, we'll talk about some of them when we get back from the break, are available for people to get a hold of even if they don't make the conference. So we will take a little break right here, and when we come back, we will continue our fascinating discussion, and we'll talk about things like the new meters, the electrical meters, what's in your house. You know, like they say, what's in your wallet? We're going to look at what's at your house. And we'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll explore the medicinal properties of the plants of the ephedra genera, focusing on the traditional Chinese ephedra, also known as mahuang.
Many species of the plant ephedra are used today in medicine throughout the world. The most medicinal of these are Ephedra sinica, or Chinese mahuang, and Ephedra nevadensis, also known as Mormon tea. Most of the research on ephedra has been performed on mahuang, whose stems and branches have been used as a traditional Chinese medicine for over 5,000 years in the treatment of asthma, hay fever, bronchitis, as well as the common cold.
Ephedra species are erect evergreen shrubs which grow in segmented bamboo-like joints reminiscent of straw ending in thin wisps. They typically are desert plants preferring arid conditions on dry, rocky, and sandy slopes. The Chinese ephedra, mahuang, has earned an impressive reputation as a source of the alkaloid chemical called ephedrine. In the West, scientists became interested in the medicinal usage of mahuang after they isolated ephedrine and pseudoephedrine in 1923. Today, synthetic derivatives have become widely used in prescription and over-the-counter medications. In 1993, over 40 million prescriptions in the U.S. contained these alkaloids.
Ephedra and its relatives are considered to act pharmacologically as sympathomimetic compounds. This means that they stimulate the sympathetic part of our central nervous system, responsible for the release of adrenaline, which leads to the fight or flight response. Ephedra also affects the cardiovascular system by increasing the blood pressure and causes a relaxation and dilation of the bronchial smooth muscles in asthmatics. Ephedra can shrink the swelling of the delicate mucous membranes which line the respiratory system, thus drying up watery discharges, unstuffing clogged nasal and sinus passages, which accompany colds, sinus conditions, and allergies.
In both animal and human studies, mahuang has been shown to accelerate weight loss. It has been shown not only to suppress appetite, but to increase the metabolic activity of the adipose or fat tissue. Therefore, ephedra's weight-reducing effects are most significant in individuals who have a low metabolic rate or a sluggish thyroid gland.
Mahuang is a powerful herb which, when abused, can cause some unwanted side effects. Ephedra should not be taken by those with high blood pressure, nervousness or anxiety, insomnia, cardiac conditions, or pregnancy. Studies indicate that when used in conjunction with other Chinese herbs in a traditional formula, mahuang does not have any of these effects and has remarkable beneficial effects on human health.
We recommend consulting a healthcare practitioner knowledgeable in the use of botanical medicine before using mahuang, so you can be further educated about its totality of effects. And before using herbal preparations with mahuang, check to see if you are sensitive to its effects by starting with the minimal dose and working up to a therapeutic dose. Logically, since ephedra is a stimulant itself, it should be used prudently with other stimulants, beverages, or drugs with stimulant effects. Again, consult with your natural healthcare practitioner.
So, listeners, remember mahuang, the traditional Chinese ephedra, and make sure to include it in your natural medicine chest.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to hear from you. If you'd like to get on our mailing list, just go to naturalnurse.com and go down to the left-hand corner of the page, and there's a spot for nothing other than your email, and then you will get our newsletters. But we send those out very rarely. So we do suggest if you'd like to join us at any of our events, go to naturalnurse.com, go to the top of the page, and click calendar. And there you will see all the many workshops and lectures that we give around the country. You can also go to naturalnurse.com books to see the 15 books that we have written. And, of course, you can go to radio shows, and we have archives there of literally thousands of radio shows, which, by the way, are searchable. So, for instance, if you were looking for today's show, you'll be able to go there and see it because it will be on top once we post it. But you could also search Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, and you will find several shows that she and I have done together, and all of them, I have to say, are chock-full of all kinds of information and always different, because our guest today, Ann Louise Gittleman, PhD, CNS, is a New York Times best-selling author, including her newest book, The New Fat Flush Plan. But those of you who are listening today know that she is also an expert in energy medicine, and she even wrote a book about our topic for today, Zapped. And so that's available as well. Also, Dr. Gittleman will share her knowledge in person about the cutting edge of energy medicine. And I think she'll also be talking about bile and the gallbladder and how digestion affects all these things. And she will be a featured speaker at the 2018 World Congress of Integrative Medicine. And you can visit the link for this show to go right to the Global Foundation of Integrative Medicine's website to either sign up and attend. It's in New York in March. Or get on their mailing list, and then you'll have access to that particular conference afterwards. So that's really, really good to know. Now, Anne Louise, you will be in very good company at that conference.
Very good company indeed. My good friend Dietrich Klinghart will be there. Woodson Merrill, the very renowned physician who specializes in integrative medicine, will be there. James Gordon of the Mind-Body Institute in Washington will be there. We have Martin Paul talking about 5G radiation. We'll be speaking with Camilla Reese, who is a very dear friend and a major activist when it comes to radiation in the environment, and many, many others that I'm going to be very privileged to meet and be on the same and share the same stage with. So I'm delighted. I'm just disappointed, Ellen, that the natural nurse is not going to be there this year.
Well, I have to say I was honored to be invited as a guest speaker, and as much as I would love to be there just to sort of rub shoulders, interact, as well as learn, because I'm sure that you also, I learn every single day. But you know what? My, I guess, affinity for warmth versus cold is so much so that I really just cannot think about being in New York in early March. That's not for me. If the conference was in May, I certainly would have joined you. But I really, really honored that invitation and felt terrible to turn it down. I love Dr. Linda Lancaster. She, of course, is really heading up that event. And she and I have worked together, I guess it's since 1977 or 78. I mean, we go back a long ways. And what a beautiful conference it is. As you said, with our topic for today of energy, Dr. Klinghart, who's a medical doctor, is going to be speaking about electromagnetic radiation as a driver of chronic infections, parasite infestation, and entrapment of toxic metals, science and solutions.
So, yes, yeah. And so all of these are very cutting-edge topics that I think everybody that certainly listens to your radio show and on this network would find most engaging.
Now, Anne Louise, one thing you brought up, you talked about 5G. You know, it's terrible because it's something to fear, but, you know, fear in and of itself is not such a great thing. So it's better to at least have the knowledge and then do some self-protection.
Well, yes, indeed. and this is this is kind of the inconvenient poison, so to speak, because nobody wants to give up their gadgets that are so important to life. But I think one thing that's very important that we don't understand and really need to appreciate is that one of the toxic byproducts of electromagnetic pollution, or electropollution as we call it, is that your cells literally become unglued. I love that expression. And that's because there's new research that suggests that the very communication between cells becomes interrupted. And even very, very low-level EMFs that some say are very low-level and therefore, you know, can't be absorbed by your body, although we know they are, let's say that they're low EMFs that are coming from your cell phone or your iPad. Well, we have found that they rupture delicate cell membranes, and then you release calcium from the cells, and then that's where you become unglued, so that the whole there's a breakdown of the cellular membrane, and this becomes particularly dangerous when we talk about the blood-brain barrier. So we're losing calcium ions at an astounding rate because that is the glue that holds together cell membranes. So when they start to weaken and tear, then toxins can enter the body and viruses and heavy metals and so forth, and you are not protected. So this is a very subtle but nonetheless exceedingly important discovery or uncovery that has been known in the EMF circles for several years. So what do you do in that case? It's one of the ways in which nutrition can come to your aid, and that is by increasing magnesium, which increases the absorption and the the retention of calcium. And that's yet another reason why magnesium is so important in this day and age, and people get such astounding results when they add 400 to 800 milligrams of potassium to their daily regimen intake.
So now you just said potassium, which is also important, but were you talking about the 400 milligrams of
magnesium?
Magnesium. Just to clarify. Now, it's funny because especially conventional medicine pushes calcium, but that's actually sufficient in most people, while magnesium is deficient, and magnesium helps calcium get absorbed as well.
Yeah, people still don't realize that magnesium is really the under-promoted, or although that has certainly changed in the past couple of years, it's really magnesium at a I get choked up when I talk about magnesium. Magnesium at a ratio of 2-1 is what's important. Now, years ago, we used to say 2-1, and then it would be calcium to magnesium. But we now know magnesium is more important. But now that we know that you lose calcium because of the exposure to all of the radiation, we now know how much more important magnesium is, much more so than we ever believed, because of the release of calcium from the cell membrane walls, where we're losing calcium ions. And these are electrically charged calcium ions, which actually bind to the surface of the membrane. So to keep your membranes intact and to protect against toxins, you need the magnesium, which helps that calcium stay put, is really what the message is here. So more than ever, magnesium is your go-to mineral.
Yes, that is so true, and thank you for sharing that. Now, we went into 5G and, you know, why we need to know about it, prepare, and be concerned. And another thing you brought up that many people have never heard of are their light meters. These are things that measure your electrical use. And what's different about these new ones?
We're talking about the smart meters?
That's correct, the smart meters.
Well, the smart meters are constantly emanating, you know, a pulsing type of radiation, so that people don't have to come directly to your house. Registered right back with the electrical company. So there's a lot wrong with it because you're exposed to this consistently, and it's one of the reasons that many people don't sleep well, have also experienced unresolved nosebleeds. It affects circulation. It affects the eyes. It affects headaches. You simply have to go online and see all the movements that are out there about stopping smart meters. And apparently, it's also kind of a way of assessing how much electrical input you're using and so forth, which people feel is a little intrusive. So there are health issues that are involved more specifically, and many states do not have the option to opt out. We have...
Right, well, let me back up with that a little bit, because I started becoming aware of this, I would say maybe 5 years ago, because more than one of my clients began to say that they had a development, sometimes a new development or an exacerbation, of various symptoms, like sleeplessness, like severe agitation. Several reported actually having a vibrating feeling in their body. And when we investigated what was new, and it wasn't easy to uncover that, the electrical company actually had already come and replaced their digital electrical meter, which is used for billing, with this meter that you're describing, Anne Louise, which is called a smart meter. And very often, it's right outside where they sleep. If you walk outside your door, you can see what wall it's connected to. And in the old days, the meter guy used to come around in the little, you know, truck. Here in Florida, we have FPL, but wherever you are, and physically walk up and take a reading of the meter. But this saves that. That this way, like you described, the electrical company gets an automatic reading from these smart meters. So that's why they're called smart, and that's why they're being used. However, remember, the whole concept of the fact that these extra pulsating fields that are becoming absolutely surrounding
ubiquitous.
Us on every level is
right.
not considered a health risk.
No, it's the huge pink elephant that's dancing in the middle of the room, for heaven's sakes. And the reality is it may be invisible, but people are feeling the effects dramatically. And so this is something that kind of got us accidentally. I mean, most of us are so unaware of all of this. You really need a building biologist, and there are such individuals, to come into your home and assess what is the electrical or EMF digital impact of all of these unusual and man-made and alien vibrations on your body. Some people are more sensitive than others, Ellen. That's really what the bottom line is. I happen to be extremely sensitive. I wrote a book called Zapped many years ago, the book we referenced in 2010, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. I wrote the book because I actually got sick using my cell phone morning, noon, and night. I developed a parotid gland tumor, and in many individuals, those can be cancerous. Mine was benign, thank God. And that really started my awareness of what I was doing in terms of the exposure of EMFs to my system. But having said that, somebody can come to the house, take some sophisticated meters, and tell you what you need to do to shield yourself and whether you're being impacted by all of these smart meters. Sometimes it could be a radio tower that's there near a lot of cell phone towers. You can actually figure out how many cell phone antennas there are in your building. There's a site you can go to. I mention it in my book, Zapped. There's a lot that you can do. That's why getting out in nature where you can discharge all of this negative electricity, and I'm using the word negative in a figurative term at this point, is very important. And surrounding yourself with a shungite is very important. And not using your cell phone as an alarm clock is important. And disabling your wireless router at night is important. Because unlike secondhand smoke, where you can just walk out of the room, you're surrounded by an invisible toxin 24/7. There's no escape unless you make one of your rooms in your home, like your bedroom, for example, you make that into a healing haven, and you make sure that there's nothing electrical, nothing digital in the room. You make sure that you shut off the breakers at night so there's no electricity coming to the room, and then you'll have the best sleep of your life. I now sleep with a shungite garden with shungite stones near my head, and I make sure that there's nothing electrical in the room and everything is unplugged. And I don't use any kind of Wi-Fi in my home, and I don't allow cell phones to be used in my home either.
So spell that shungite for us so all our listeners can look for that, unless you have it available on your website.
I do, actually. Let's see, if you go to AnnLouise.com, somebody is now making shungite jewelry at my suggestion because I did the research, and everybody's always asking what I can do to protect myself. I mean, it's one thing to tell people there's a problem. It's quite another to tell them what to do, which is safe. And has been scientifically proven. There is on the home page, if people go to AnnLouise.com and they scroll down, there is a blog called The Secret Weapon Against EMFs that you've probably never heard of. And it is a connection to the shungite that we have.
Great. So people can track it down that way. Well, we're going to take another little break right here, Ann Louise, and we're going to allow people to hear some promos and other information about our wonderful station, Progressive Radio Network. As a matter of fact, you should know that Progressive Radio now has an app, so you can go to your favorite app store and download it so that you can listen to us, basically from anywhere. And that's a very good thing to have handy if you do have a cell phone, or you can listen through your computer anytime. So we're going to take a little break here, and then we will come right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
John Lobel, you can hear my show Visionaries at 10 a.m. on Mondays on PRN. And guess what? PRN now has its own app. so. You've always been able to listen to our shows by going to your web browser and putting in prn.fm, and then you can listen to the current show that's on air. But you can now download onto your smartphone, Android and iPhone, our PRN browser. Search for it in your app store, and you can listen live to whatever's on at the moment. So download now our PRN.fm app.
Get your daily dose of happy each morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on PRN. LOA Today is expanding to appear on PRN now 5 mornings per week, Monday through Friday. I'm Walt Thiessen, the host of LOA Today. The way you start your day sets the tone for the rest of the day, so start it happy. We explore the realm of positive psychology, the law of attraction, and the power of positive thinking, and we have a heck of a lot of fun in the process. You'll find yourself smiling each morning. That's LOA Today, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.
Hi, I'm David Crow, host of The Infectious Myths, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.fm. I love science the way it should be practiced, but a lot of modern science is corrupted by financial interests and serves a master other than the public good. Myths continue to be constructed around viruses, vaccines, forensics, and pharmaceutical drugs. People are dying and ending up in jail because of them. Listen to me as I deconstruct the myths that those who call themselves scientists weave, or when I wander into social and political topics. If you're new to the show, check out our past episodes at infectiousmyth.podbean.com.
Progressive Radio Network. The Thinking Person Station.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse at naturalnurse.com. Get in touch. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. We love to hear from you. And join us in person or online for many of our classes, workshops, books, radio shows, and all the things that go on with natural alternatives. We're bringing back our guest today. If you miss some part of the show, this show and all our shows are archived with links to our guests, and our guest today is Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman. She has been giving us an amazing array of useful information about how to deal with the ongoing and increasing onslaught of electromagnetic radiation of various kinds. And she will be one of the preeminent presenters at the 2018 World Congress of Integrative Medicine. You can get the link to go there and see about that conference. You can go to the conference. It's in Manhattan in March. Or you can join their website and you can get links to a lot of the presentations after they occur. At this conference is going to be Woodson Merrill, MD, the Assistant Clinical Professor of Medicine at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, James Gordon, MD, who's from the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. Just an amazing array of speakers, along with our guest today, Ann Louise. Dr. Glenn Ryan will be there, one of my favorite physicists. He is a dear personal friend, and he is the preeminent voice on looking at the scientific link between quantum biology, chemical and quantum information, and how it's stored, and that's in our cells, etc. Martha Cortez, who's a holistic dentist. There's just a really wonderful list of the top information available in the field, along with today's guest, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, who is also a New York Times bestselling author. So really, you know, some of the best and the brightest and a lot of cutting-edge information. So I'm so happy that you will be there, Anne Louise, to share.
It's going to be quite a meeting, a meeting of the minds, of the cutting-edge minds, so to speak. So I'm honored to be part of this very illustrious lineup indeed.
So we do have a few more minutes to share, and I know that your talk there is going to be not so much on electrical energy, but about firing up the digestion and detox. So where does that fit in to all this?
It's a good
it's
question.
More grounding, but it's great because it brings it down into the body.
Yes, I'm going to work very hard to make that fit in, Ellen. I think that we are so overexposed to so many toxins that your body doesn't know what to do first. So one of the most important things we can do is to really shore up an innate method of the body's detoxification systems, which is actually bile. Many people don't realize that bile is a liver detox method, number one, to get rid of toxins and metals and hormones and escort them safely out of the system. And then number two, we're having a problem because so many people are getting their gallbladders removed, so they no longer have timed bile release, which is affecting their ability to detox. So they're on toxic overload from all kinds of problems in the environment, let alone the electromagnetic pollution. So this is going to take away the toxic load, allow people to lose weight, and may also be the hidden thyroid cure, because we're now learning that bile has a direct association with the T4 to T3 transference. So it'll be quite fascinating, I hope. And I'm going to try to connect all the pieces of what everybody else is talking about so there is some sort of congruent whole here. Because we live in such a challenging environment that a lot of people don't know what to do first. So I think first things first, we shore up our body's electrical fields. We shore up the cell membranes with magnesium, essential fatty acids, and also support the body's innate or natural ability to detoxify. And that's where bile comes into play.
That is such great information. Now, on your website, let's see what people can explore there as we get towards the end of the show, because you are such a marvelous resource for our community.
Well, number one, if you take a look at the website, you'll see the newest blogs. You'll see the EMF blog. You'll see how sad the American diet is and how certain nutrients are very helpful in shedding belly fat. That's where I talk about carnitine. That's where I talk about berberine and where I talk about chromium, which is, of course, one of the most deficient minerals we have. You'll also see beyond the blogs, we have a group of partners with products that I feel very strongly about, whether it's your bone broth liquid from Kettle and Fire or Healthy Meats or even the EMF Shungite Jewelry, which is part of our partners listing. And then you'll see some of the books, the products that I feel so strongly about, one of which I'll probably be talking about generically, and that is our Bile Builder, which is very important for people that do not have a gallbladder and have not been able to lose weight or getting fat, frazzled, and frustrated. And we talk a little bit about all the diet and cleansing protocols with products to match, self-health tests, whether that's a GI panel, whether it's an adrenal stress panel, or a hair, tissue, and mineral analysis, which is also offered on the site. All my 30 books you can peruse, previous articles, previous promotions that we have done where I've been featured in national media, videos that we also put up from time to time, and I have a Facebook group called the Fat Flush Nation where I stop in from time to time to check in with my people, with my peeps. So I try to maintain a very close relationship with the people that are, you know, so imbued with the nutritional passion and spirit. And I think that everybody needs to, you know, have a helping hand, to have a health coach out there, because it's really so much we have to be concerned about. Our food, our glyphosates, the chemtrails, the heavy metals, now the bile and the EMFs. So it's quite a lot to swallow. I try to make that an easy journey for most of my people.
Now, in terms of your blog, can people sign up to get, the blog?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I invite everybody to go to AnnLouise.com and sign up for that blog.
Well, that's, you've always been so interested. Like, don't you find it interesting to be involved in natural medicine as a career? And it's a way to, it's forever changing. I'm sure you agree. Things that we would have believed in years ago, we actually evolve and change our opinion depending on science and the changing times.
Yes, but I think that there's certain static rules or laws of nature, and I think if we can tap into those, that there are no real secrets. You just have to understand how to eat according to the natural laws, to live according to nature, to go to sleep on time. The body hasn't really changed that much over the past, hundreds, thousands of years. The environment has, and that's really where the challenge is coming from, dear Ellen.
Yes, that's true, because we are still, the same beings that evolved a million years ago, but yet the environment is changing at kind of too rapid a rate to adapt to.
So it's warp speed, and we haven't quite adapted to all the EMFs. That's really what one of my issues is. But having said that, we're going to teach people at this meeting that I'll be attending in New York on March 8th through 9th at the Chelsea 39 Pier. We'll be teaching everybody from every walk of life how to adapt, whether it's through nutrition, whether it's through exercise, whether it's through energy medicine devices, through gemstones, you name it, we'll have the solution.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today, Anne Louise. And as we go off, I'd like to remind you listeners that you can contact us anytime at naturalnurse.com, and you can find archives of all our radio shows. So if you found this fascinating, as I did, because Anne Louise is such an interdisciplinary kind of guest, that you can listen to it again or tell your friends and family. They can catch it anytime on the Natural Alternatives Archives. So until we meet again, Anne Louise, I hope that you and your family stay healthy. And wishing the same to all our listeners. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse for the Natural Nurse, and Dr. Zig, hoping that you stay healthy.